This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. It's been about a year since Alderman Ashanti Hamilton was elected to the presidency of the Milwaukee Common Council. The election took some by surprise, but others had already noted Hamilton's rising political star.
His rise and his first year in that office is the subject of an analysis in the April issue of Milwaukee Magazine. It's by contributing writer Eric Gunn, who joined us in the studio and explained why he found Hamilton a compelling subject.
Well, to start with, he is the president of the Common Council, so that puts him at a particular point of power within the city government. His election to that position a year ago was a bit of a surprise.
For people who don't remember what happened, he ousted the previous sitting president, Michael Murphy. What was the story there?
Well, what happened was he managed to basically put together a very unusual coalition of, on the one hand, more conservative Southside alders, as well as a big core of African-American North and Northwest Side folks. And people raised their eyebrows at that at the time. And I think there were people who may have wondered how long that was going to last, given the seemingly disparity of interests there. On the other hand, it's a four-year term, so a lot can happen in that time.
Well, and a lot has already kind of happened. The coalition has seemed tenuous at times. Can you talk about what's put the strain on the relationship in this coalition from time to time in the last year?
Well, I think a big part of what happened was in the aftermath of the events in Sherman Park last August, the Public Safety Committee, which Alderman Bob Donovan just months ago, previous to having lost the mayoral race to Tom Barrett, the Public Safety Committee put out a sort of plan, master plan for public safety matters that really kind of emphasized initially the kind of law and order kind of planks and things like boot camps for at-risk people and more police and so on. That got a lot of blowback, and fairly quickly that was rewritten and community engagement was moved to the top of that list. And Hamilton was perhaps a little bit put on the defensive. This was the guy he'd appointed to that, but he made it clear from the get-go that this was just kind of one piece of a much bigger agenda. Some months later, several of the Southside aldermen that had been, again, part of this unusual coalition that brought him into brought Mr. Hamilton into power, there was put out a open letter to Chief Flynn, calling basically for more police officers on the South Side, and not even the day was over that Ashanti Hamilton put out a very toughly worded press release saying, "Wait a second, you guys need to look at the entire city. You're not just looking at your own interests." And I think when that happened, there were people who kind of wondered, okay, was the honeymoon not just over, but divorce papers ready to be filed, so to speak. But in point of fact, they seem to have patched up whatever argument was taking place there. And when I asked Alderman Donovan a few months after this, in preparing for this story, he said, you know, we get on fine. I like the guy. He has my support, all that kind of thing. And when I asked Ashanti Hamilton, well, you know, people would have said, gee, that's not the kind of thing you go so public with. He said, why, in essence, not quite literally, but in essence, why not? People need to see, from his point of view, how the kind of the messy, the sausage-making side.
Yes, exactly.
The sausage-making side of city government. And yeah, we have our arguments and we work through them and we move on. And that was the kind of the tone that he was trying to set. And when all is said and done, somebody else said to me, well, yeah, there is a little more drama going on, but things are ultimately getting done. A budget passed, and a deal worked out to potentially ensure that the new basketball arena will have a broader employment mandate for reaching the less served parts of the population. So it may just be that people weren't used to seeing all of this stuff quite out in front in the way it's been.
You did find at least one or two people out there who have been critical of Hamilton's performance in this role?
Yeah, although how much to really, how much emphasis to put on that is, I think, an open question. Specifically, Craig Peterson, who many saw as the sort of mastermind behind getting him into power, was critical, talked about his disappointment. But one has to really look at maybe what Mr. Peterson's motives might have been in the first place. Number one, Ashanti Hamilton said to me, look, you know, I was reaching out to these folks, you know, long before he entered the picture. Sure, he was at, you know, one exchange with one individual, not Donovan, incidentally, but one of the other Southside aldermen. But he wants to be there. He's a political player. That's what's going to happen. But he hadn't, as he said, I haven't spoken to him since I was inaugurated. And at the time of the interview, that was 10 months before.
You can make the point that, you know, find me a politician that everybody approves of.
Well, there's that. Absolutely. And certainly people in the mayor's office seem to feel like they could work with Hamilton and have been working with Hamilton. And he's clearly energetic and, as the words that Tom Barrett used, they don't really get themselves involved again in those sort of little internal dramas. And that doesn't, from their point of view, seem to have, you know, stopped the works at all.
Well, and you mentioned the mayor. The mayor still has a lot left on his current term. Do you have a sense for what Ashanti Hamilton's political future might be?
I think, you know, no politician at this point in his position is going to come out and say, yeah, I'm anxious to do that. You know, I would be pretty surprised if he doesn't end up running. That said, you know, there's probably going to be quite a lot of folks. Once Mr. Barrett leaves office, there's going to be quite a lot of folks who are going to go for that, as Hamilton himself acknowledged in our interview, but as several other people who I asked about that same question pointed out quite bluntly. So, yeah, I'm quite sure that he would like to see himself in that at some point. And how formidable a candidate he'll be, I think it's really kind of too early to predict. He is not, I think, turned out to be what some people would have hoped he might have been, namely some kind of foil against the mayor's office. But I'm not absolutely convinced, and nor certainly is Ashanti Hamilton convinced, that that would have been served any real useful purpose in terms of getting the city's work done.
Well, certainly an elected official to watch.
I think so.
Eric Gunn, thanks.
Thank you.
Writer Eric Gunn's article on Milwaukee Common Council President Ashanti Hamilton is in the April issue of Milwaukee Magazine.